That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing? And did you be sure to set your clocks back? We lost an hour of sleep last night. Sometimes I can really feel that, and sometimes it's okay. But here we are, coming into summer. Next weekend, I'm going to be on with Mark Donich, the famed astrologer, and we're going to be talking about the spring equinox and the upcoming June eclipses. But tonight, I want to talk to you about something that we all need to know about, and it's really important that we start working with them. These are the new spiritual chakras. I wrote this book in 2014, and I had expected it to do very well, and it actually did. But it is time for everybody to learn what they are and how to work with them, the new spiritual chakras. So, what are they, and why are they important? Well, we now have 14 chakras instead of 7, and where they're placed on the head and out into the universe is very important. These chakras are going to help us go into ascension and help us to grow and expand spiritually and with our light bodies, and that's paramount. It really is, especially with what everybody's going through right now. We're all going through our own private problems, and they're a little bit deeper because of the situation that's happening around the world. And I did want to make this a call-in show as I explain the new spiritual chakras. So the number to call to ask a question or to talk with me is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We're in the month of March, and as we go towards the end of the month of March, there's going to be lots of disruption confusion, and explosions as some truths come out about what's really going on here. We're about to come into a crescendo, and we are going to find out that a lot of what we've been hearing just isn't true, and that we really have to have the truth come out, be open-minded, and start getting beyond the past and the density of this planet into the moment and the future and the brightness and the expansion that's coming. We're going to be changing a lot over these next 6 years, but they're not going to be the way that you expected, and I'm excited about that. A lot of you spiritual workers and body workers and light workers know that we have other lives in other worlds, and we are going to absolutely start to communicate with them in some way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, the government has just released a lot of information about their experiences and discoveries about life in other worlds. Do these chakras continue help us with our well-being? Definitely. The most exciting thing about them is we have the pineal and pituitary gland in the brain, and everybody's talking about it, or they have been for years, and trying to meditate to get the light to go to that area so that we can experience something called nirvana, or the state of being. Now, this state, this nirvana, this state of being, is an incredible state. It gets us beyond the planet. It gets us out of the limitations of the three dimension and takes us into the fourth, and eventually it will take us into the fifth dimension. And that brings us extra powers or extra senses. Actually, it opens up our sixth sense, and that's exciting. The sixth sense is beyond our fifth five senses. It's what you can see, what you can't see, touch, or feel, but you can sense. I'm going to talk about sensing and remote viewing and how it really works in a few minutes. But we do have Pauline from New York. Hello, Pauline. How are you? I know you called before. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Yeah. Hi. My question, since you're talking about your new chakras that you mentioned,
yes,
will they help us when some people are taking those shots, vaccines?
Absolutely.
And if you have to take them, would you be getting into those chakras?
Well,
you?
I think, Pauline, what you want to do, if you're going to take the shot, I got a shortcut. It's called the Circle of Light. And what you do is you work with the two heart centers, because the new chakras has given us a new heart center, and that's the 10th chakra. And when you circle light from the fourth center, which is our physical heart center, around the back of your body and up to the 10th chakra and bring it down again, and you create a circle of light between the 10th chakra and the 4th chakra, and get yourself into that space, it's certainly going to help you with the shot. And I do think that people that are vulnerable need to take the shot. This is not the one that's going to hurt you. This is not the one that's going to control you. So it is really right for you to take it. And hopefully, it'll
do better. Hopefully, it also protects us from 5G as well. I mean, if we do the chakra work.
No, the chakras will protect you, but not the shot. What's going to protect you?
Yeah, the new chakras will also protect us from 5G.
I'm just trying to be clear, Polly. It takes a long time to work them. They're not something you can have overnight. You have to sit and you have to work with it. I've created a wonderful meditation with Richard Shulman, opening the 8th chakra and the 9th chakra. And those are the two that will open probably while we're all still alive. The 10th and the 12th, I think, is going to be an evolution process. But it's really exciting, because they will help us. They will help us in the fifth dimension. They're going to help us access the fifth dimension. They're going to make our guides come in way clearer, and they're going to work with something called the double helix, and this is important. So as you go up to the seventh chakra, you know where that is, the crown center,
right?
About six feet above that is your 8th chakra, and that's the crystal, the clear quartz crystal. Then you go behind the head. You slide down behind the head to where your baby bump was, And that's the 8.5 chakra. And that is a wonderful, it's like a screening. It's to help you not bring in too much light too fast. So it's like a temperature gauge that you have just as much as the body needs. And then you go behind your head. If you take two fingers and put it behind your head and lean your head back into your fingers, it's where the brain and the spine come together. And that's called the 9th chakra. And when the 9th chakra opens, it creates a light that goes through the brain and out through the 6th chakra. And that's the point of power. It pierces the pineal and pituitary and comes out into the 6th chakra. So your point of power is no longer going to be in the palm of your hands. It's going to be in your third eye. So you'll be able to do healing from the center of your third eye. And that means that you can just look at somebody and maybe see that they're a little off balance and send them light. And send them strength, wordlessly.
First time I ever heard this. You're the first person that ever said this.
I am the first person. Yes, I am. And the universal heart is going to be wonderful. That's what's going to eventually bring us love, peace, and harmony. The universal heart is instant, and it can handle any problem that you've had for years. Anything that you've resented, that you've been upset about, you might be angry at. I'm not sure if it can handle past life issues or not. I've never tried it, but I bet it could. But I've
Does
been
it work
creating...
on generational stuff? Generational stuff? Yes. Lineage?
And then, let me just see. So we need to know what an overactive chakra is. We need to know what an underactive chakra is, just like you need to know about your thyroid gland, and you need to know how to keep them in balance. And Richard and Shulman and I have been working very hard, and we have created the music and the meditations to do this.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, they're out. They've been out a while. The book is out. It's available at Amazon.com, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them. So what I'm going to be doing, Pauline, is I'm going to start to do Zoom classes, and I'm going to have all the charts and all the diagrams that you need on Zoom, and then you can register for the class and take the classes, and they're going to be great. And they will explain the energy centers. They will help us to understand the workings of our body, the workings of the universe, and how they can work together in harmony. Where do they come from? They come from spirit. This is very, very high work, and it's wonderful work. And it will also keep you centered and healthy. You can really depend on your health. You won't need to have a disease if you're doing the work of the chakras. I have a chart.
You're probably teaching all the teachers right now that haven't got to this part yet. And then they're going to be teaching the
Pauline, I haven't been teaching anybody. I've been in the middle of reorganizing my life, which has taken me 18 months.
I'm just saying that now you're going to be teaching the teachers first, and then we're going to be teaching
anybody
the rest of them.
Anybody that wants to join.
There's a lot of us who are stuck for quite a while, and this is probably
Well, you know
what
what's good with Zoom is that you can have people from all over the world.
I know. There'll be so many people you can have.
Sweden and England, and they can just join in and come into the classes. And there will be a certification. So I'm setting it all up, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be able to have it organized to get going.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling. Let's find out. So that was exciting. It's wonderful to have people get excited about it. And I think that when we think about Tibet and we go back to the old times when the gurus used to sit on the rocks inside the cave, and they said they didn't need anything, they just needed to be in that energy, and we never understood why or what it was, and all of us have been so wrapped up with materialism, we just didn't know. We didn't know what they were receiving and how powerful it is. I don't know if you've heard about the word nectar. Nectar is the food of God, and nectar is what you get in the back of your throat when you're deeply, deeply meditating. It's called nectar. And taste one drop, and it will explain and show to you how you can survive in meditation. The Buddha was in meditation for 6 months before he came out of it, and at that time he was totally transformed. And I am sure that he was working the spiritual chakras. And these chakras are so vital and so important and so life-giving. They were blessed by the Holy Mother, Amrita Nandamayi. In fact, I'm convinced that she put them inside of me to write the book. So they are available on Amazon.com, and they are going to bring to light a lot of the mysteries that we've had. They're going to open the universal heart. They're going to give you greater potential, greater mind clarity, stronger bodies, and they're really going to help you begin to ascend and to have more education, more workings of the universe. And you're going to have telepathic reception. We're all going to have telepathic reception. That's the next step in the universe. And you've heard of people doing remote viewing, and the reason that I'm mentioning that is because I hear my words on television all the time when I'm listening to the news or when I'm listening to how things have been a mystery and all of a sudden they're not. What they were talking about on the news tonight was the COVID virus and how it originated and why they were working with it in the first place. Now, the minute I heard about the COVID virus, I saw the whole picture. I knew exactly what happened, and I knew exactly where they started. But to hear it said, after all this time, exactly how I saw it, and they're not sure. Of course, I'm sure, because when you have remote viewing, you can trust it. When you see something in your third eye, you can't put it there. You're not able to make it up. It comes to you from the universe. And how it does, I'm not sure. But I will tell you that if you ask a question and you get answered in this way, it's never a lie. It may not be obvious, but it's never not the truth. And it's very exciting what's going on right now. We are all going towards this expansion and this new way of being. The age of Aquarius, the age of love, peace, and harmony. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of March 14th through March 21st, 2021. This week doesn't get going until the weekend, when spring arrives at the equinox and the sun moves into Aries with a lot of enthusiasm. The moon is in Aries on Monday, and mental Mercury moves into psychic Pisces until April 3rd. This adds to the intuitive energy of last week's new moon in Pisces. Do some automatic writing, meditate, and listen to your guides. Do a tarot reading for information or sneak off on a short vision quest. Tuesday afternoon has the energetic sun making a soft, harmonious sextile to Pluto in Capricorn. This helps you make personal changes that you've been wanting to bring into or to exit your life. This is a great day to schedule meetings where some out-of-the-box, easy-to-implement solutions can be started. The moon conjuncts Uranus and Taurus that same day, bringing a spirit of ingenuity, innovation, and pragmatism will fill the air. The moon remains in sensual Taurus for St. Patrick's Day and is reinforced by a sextile between Venus and Pluto on the 18th. Everyone will be able to come together as a team and work for some common goal. Enjoy yourself within moderation. I've always loved St. Patrick's Day, the day after my birthday, and I always said, it's St. Patty's Day. We had so much fun. On Friday, the Gemini moon conjuncts Mars, while trining Saturn in Aquarius, making this a hard work, play hard day. Make sure to plan on some TGIF happy hour time to blow off some steam. The spring equinox arrives on Saturday as the sun changes signs. Although the sun is moving into aggressive pioneer new path Aries, there is an abundance of planets in adaptable Pisces and Gemini. As the world starts to move forward again, understand that a great deal of flexibility will be needed in the coming 3 months while we approach the upcoming June eclipses. Big changes at that time. The moon in Gemini opens you up to new ideas, and Mars in Gemini pushes you forward to explore them. On some subtle level, look for hints of how to make new changes, bring in new opportunities and new events as they begin coming towards you this summer. A completely new astrological cycle is moving in, which is greeted by a bold, determined trine between Mars and Saturn on Sunday. This highly industrious, exuberant energy has a visionary edge to it due to Mercury's sextile with Uranus on that same day, providing all the ideas and creativity needed to do something completely new and one of a kind. Greet the new spring season by dreaming big and daring to push past the present confining boundaries. Get them out of the way to construct a sturdy basis for the new future. At times, it's very possible to dig yourself out of a hole, especially when the universe is supporting you. On another level, Saturn is making a challenge square to Uranus, and this square goes on for about a year and a half, and it's a dance that explores new ways to blend freedom and responsibility. There is also the energy of expansion, but doing it at a practical pace. Exciting times are coming. Success, forward movement, and new ideas. That's the best. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was the story of this week and what's coming up, including our movement into the spring equinox. You know, we can raise our consciousness to higher levels by developing an overall worldwide view and embracing a world that transcends the lies and illusions and storylines that we hear every day. Doing this will overcome the final hurdle of our inner consciousness, which we're trying to jump over so that we can go into ascension and the fifth dimension. Its first shock of separation from the split, that's really hard to separate from what we think is true to what really is. And it's the first duality of the whole of consciousness, and it manifests in our right and left hemispheres of the brain. How do we transcend the highest of the inner rifts? By putting wisdom of the right hemisphere and its connective consciousness above the left brain's lower separation consciousness. And that comes from evolving and from realizing, accessing, and opening the new spiritual chakras. The latter evolves from a purely mathematical, mechanical, dominating worldwide view. I'm having calls tonight, and I have my friend Michelle Fry is on the phone from Indiana. How are you, Michelle?
Elizabeth, I'm so happy to talk to you.
Look at this. It's been 2 years or 3 years. It has to be.
Yeah, it has been.
How are you doing? How's Jason?
He's fine. I mean,
good.
We're dealing with COVID, but we're okay.
Everybody's dealing with COVID, my dear.
I know.
Just know this. You don't choose it. You don't have to have it. It's not for you.
Exactly. We are dealing with it, but we're
good.
Forcing it out.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I just want to say hi.
Well, hi. Do you have a question?
Well, I wonder, if I have to try to get a job down the road.
Of course you will. Everybody will, but I think that they might be very different from what you envision. What I would like you to do.
I know. I think it's going to take a, I think it's going to take time.
It can take one day. What I'd like you to do is to sit down and ask your body, and I want everybody to do this. This really has a question of where, how they could work or how they can serve. Ask your body, what is right for me and what are we going to do together? Remember, you are a being of light and you are hosting a body temporarily on this earth. You are beyond
right.
this earth. You are so beyond this earth. And you have so many wonderful things that you can do and so many talents that you have not discovered yet. So ask your body to bring up one that you could do that would go along with the new world, with the new wisdom, and with the new things that are evolving. What is going to be
right.
dominating? What is going to be important? And lead me to this. And then all of a sudden you're going to start getting your ideas and your people that you're meeting, and it will unflower from there. But you have to remember that you can't get bummed out. Oh, I can't go to work. COVID. Oh, dear. All of that stuff is BS. COVID is here for a reason. It's here for the higher consciousness. It is here to lead us to honor, trust, caring, love, and evolving to a new way of being. And we have to let go of all of the things that have held us back. The destructive effects of the elements that have
wow.
been on the human body. And we have to go towards what we have to do to expand. What is coming? Put me to use. Put me to use. Only thy will be done. Put me to use. It works, Michelle. You have to just decide that it's not going to take 5 months. It's going to take now. I need something now.
I know.
And it might be something that you never even thought of. You'll get a call and a friend will ask you, can you do this? And you'll do it and you'll love it. And you'll go, wow, I didn't know I could do that.
Well, Elizabeth, I have to ask you, are you worried about the vaccine?
You're asking about the vaccine?
Yeah.
I will be taking the vaccine. I am researching it now as to which one. I think I'm leaning towards the Johnson & Johnson. And I will be
okay.
taking it. I'm not afraid of it.
Okay, what about Frank?
I am wanting to see how it is affecting other people. And we need a little bit more time. When the proper thing to do when a vaccine comes out is to give it about 6 months to a year. So
yeah,
I'm staying in quarantine. I'm happy in quarantine. I don't have a problem with it. I've had a lot of wonderful help. I'm in New Hampshire now. I'm in my family home.
Thank God.
Yes.
I know. Thank God.
And so I have so much support. I'm just waiting, and I know that there's going to be a lot of truth about the vaccine coming out in the next 6 weeks, so I certainly would wait until May. The energy changes in May.
Okay.
So don't be afraid of it. Let's just wait and see how it's going to mutate, how it's going to grow, if this really is enough, and the booster shot deal, I don't like that idea. I think that we ought to give it some more time. And they are going to give it more time, and they are going to revise it and strengthen it. So give it time.
Okay. I mean, I'm worried about my husband, Jason. My parents had theirs.
But you're young enough, honey, that you can wait it out a few more months.
I know. My parents had theirs. I'm just, wanted to ask you, because you are like, you and Frank.
Well, at first, I was a little bit taken aback by it, and I just wanted to wait, and I wanted to see what's happening. But now I'm saying that I do think that if you think you need it, then you need to take it. Right now, I don't think I need it. I think I'd like to take it if it opens up for me to do that, and I will know. because I'll be led. Again, I'm following the rules of inner direction. Good. So it's great to hear from you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And stay well and stay safe.
You too.
Take care.
You too. Love you.
Thank you. So here we are talking about the new spiritual chakras. And I know that it's a brand new subject and some of you may be tuning me out. I hope you're not. We really need to make accessing our higher self our second consciousness instead of the other way around. It's got to be a number one priority. Then we can connect with what is separate and harness the third dimension reality and benefit our life and benefit those around us. Thus, we can grow our consciousness and expand our spiritual gifts. And one of those spiritual gifts is visualization and manifestation. If you can visualize it, you can actualize it. And when you work with the spiritual chakras, what happens is the energy goes into your subconscious, into your sleep zones and your sleep centers. And your body knows what you need before you do. Your body always knows what you need. And it starts working on bringing that which you need to sustain yourself and survive way before you even think of it. So just know that we're going to be going through a lot of different things, earthquakes, floods, volcanic eruptions, and other symptoms of climate change. And we are going to be going through all kinds of changes. A lot of the things that we're going through are very negative when it comes to the laws and when it comes to putting our lives in danger at the expense of the ego. And we don't need to do that. We need to find better ways. And we are doing it, but it is a slow process. So protect yourself. Go into your healing consciousness. Stay in your meditations as much as you can. Always go for your guidance every morning because you will probably be given a lot of warnings and a lot of things that could happen throughout the day that will be very invaluable to you. And let our consciousness become our daily consciousness. We're gonna heal ourselves and we're gonna strengthen our inner consciousness, our inner communication. You can go to my website, which is new-visions.com, and you can download the meditation for the 8th and 9th chakra to open them. Richard and I created it about 3 years ago, and you really need to work with it every single day. Make sure that your 7 chakras are open and balanced, and then work with the higher level, so that you can bring yourself up. And you will rise above all of this mishmash, all of this darkness. You really will. Your life will shift, and you should want for nothing. I mean that. You can do it. Tune in and see what you can do. And I'm not far away if you need to call and have a session. Do that. And I'll tell you how to accomplish it and how to raise your vibration and raise your consciousness. And then you can present yourself with a blueprint that'll work for you throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our break, our half-hour break. We'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs. And it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Living is a dream when you make it seem enchanted. Lovers take for granted all the world's glow. They ought to know when you touch a star, then you really are enchanted. Find the seed and plant it. Love will make it grow. It's really grand when you stand hand in hand with your lover and thrill to the wonders of night. Days too will amaze you, and soon you discover your dreams run to dreams in continuous flight. Love is ecstasy, it's divine to be enchanted. When your dreams are slanted through a lover's eyes, it's really grand when you stand hand in hand with your lover and thrill to the wonders of night. And days too will amaze you, and soon you discover your dreams run to dreams in continuous light. Love is ecstasy, it's divine to be enchanted. When your dreams are slanted through a lover's eyes.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm enchanted. And that was the Mills Brothers, and that was a beautiful song that was released the end of the 40s, beginning of the 50s. And I just love it because it makes me feel like I'm just swimming in a cloud and just feeling feelings and not thinking and not worrying about anything. My consciousness is so far out in the universe. It's a beautiful song. This is Let's Find Out, and tonight we're talking about the spiritual chakra system. And I have time that I can go through the new chakras, starting with the seventh chakra, which is your crown center. And that color is violet silver, and it is your connection to the divine. It contains programs to be used by the eighth and ninth chakra when they open, including the release of basic psychic skills, telepathy, seeing auras, lucid dreaming, out-of-body travel, natural energy healing, and it feeds this into the sixth chakra, which is your third eye. Then we have the eighth chakra, which is above the seventh chakra. And that's out into the universe. So all of the new chakras are not in the body. They're outside of the body, but they're in your aura field. So the eighth chakra's color is very clear. Little ultraviolet there because it's above the crown chakra. And this brings you a new energy. And it is the first center of the divine love rather than the physical love. It brings spiritual compassion and spiritual selflessness. Your karmic residue activates and the soul's spiritual skills and purification are contained in the seventh chakra. And let me tell you something. When the eighth chakra starts to open, that's when you can really start to face your karma. And you can begin by love and by meditation and by the light to erase karma. So there will be some things in this lifetime that you won't have to go through. That's wonderful. That's huge. The eight and a half chakra is amber and the mother of pearl, and it's behind the baby bump in the back of your head. And this is a chakra that's between the eighth and the ninth chakra, and it's spinning at a lower rate. This chakra brings a clear triad connection between the third eye, the ninth chakra, and the crown center, and it brings them all together, which is good. So they have all three of those strands that come in together. It generates emotional and mental clarity. Problems with any of these areas are usually showing up in the eight and a half chakra, and they express themselves as a fifth dimension headache. This chakra vibrates half in the fourth dimension and half in the fifth dimension. It is your bridge in accessing and ascending to the higher levels. And we're going to all be ascending. It's already started, and we're in the middle of it, so we might as well know how to manage it and work through it. The ninth chakra is a magenta chakra. It opens the soul blueprint, the individual soul's total skills, and anything that they have learned all through their lifetimes is within this ninth chakra. It contains all your karma knowledge. It contains actions since the soul was created. It also leads you to your Akashic records. Now, people say they can read Akashic records. It's very unlikely that they can. But because if their ninth chakra isn't open and we haven't had it here yet, I would doubt it. I will tell you that you're doing something and you are providing some kind of information. But as you develop these new chakras, you will go even deeper. You will have even more clarity and more information. And it's really beautiful. Now, the 10th chakra is above the eighth chakra, and that is a bright yellow amber color. It is the heart center, the new heart center. Actually, it's the heart center of your light body. Put your light body on your shoulders and then go up to the 10th chakra, and you can feel how high it is above you. And it brings divine creativity, synchronicity of life, the merging of the masculine and feminine within, and it unlocks skills of higher energies that are contained in the ninth chakra. So the heart center is also the forgiveness chakra, where if you've had all of these heavy problems that have weighted you down in the third dimension, they'll just magically resolve and disappear when that 10th chakra is open. You cannot hold it. If your 10th chakra is open, you can't hold anger, judgment, or resentments in the 10th chakra. It's impossible. So that's an exciting thing to strive towards. The 11th chakra is an aqua blue silver. It's the mother chakra. So it would be the female energies. And it opens the pathway to the soul, to direct communication with the soul. And the individual's ability to acquire advanced spiritual skills and to travel beyond the limits of time and space. Teleportation, bilocation, instantaneous perception, and telekinesis in some cases. This is what it brings. Teleportation is incredible. That's when you can be in New York and meditate on London and actually walk the streets of London and feel yourself in London, knowing the weather, knowing the scents, knowing the whole atmosphere. And you can do it inside your mind with your light body. Then we get to the 12th chakra, and that's the God center. And it's a diamond, and it's crystal clear, and it brings a connection to the highest dimension level of all, of divinity. It brings you advanced spiritual skills, ascension, connection to the great masters in this universe and beyond. And it's an incredible, incredible experience. I wrote about it in the book Unlimited Realities. In the book Unlimited Realities, I wrote a chapter on Hawaii and my time in Hawaii when I was out of my body for 3 days. So it's very descriptive, and you'll get a lot out of it, and you'll also meet Mentor. And Mentor is for everybody. Mentor is outside of the astral plane. He is very, very high. He's beyond three universes, and that's where he dwells. He's beyond Matthew. He's beyond all of the angels, all of the high brotherhoods of light that we talk to now. If you can start accessing him, it will be amazing. And this is how we grow. This is our consciousness, and this is how we expand our spiritual gifts. In order to know how to heal, we first need a reliable means to know how to heal and what it is to heal and what it is to have a higher consciousness or to become a higher consciousness. When you are a higher consciousness, you wish no harm to anyone. You pray for everyone, and no one has wronged you. There's only been experiences, and every experience we have, we bring to ourselves in some form. Every experience we have earned through karma, for good or for ill. And the most important thing is that there doesn't have to be any fear. Oh, if I could lift the fear off the planet, I would do so in 2 seconds. You are a being of light. Remember this. You are a being of light. You are hosting a body temporarily. It is your temple. Use it to the highest good. And remember this, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. And when you're in fear and you don't know about work like Michelle or some of the others and you're scared about what's coming tomorrow, just sit in the center of the room, breathe deeply, go down into that heart center and try this. I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Again, I'll have some of this information on the website. The book is available at Amazon.com. The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them. Sorry about that. My pooch is barking. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation. And we're going to be going into a wonderful song. And you will love it. It's Elizabeth Hepburn. She's wonderful. She's telling us that love is all there is. So we'll hear the song first, and then we'll do the meditation, and we'll end with Richard, as we always do. Thank you for listening. Next week, I'm on with Mark Dodich, the astrologer, and we'll be talking about the spring equinox and what's coming before the eclipses in June. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Refreshing us with every breath we take. Smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment. feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart. Feel it in your hearty laugh. Feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it? Think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you. Breathe it in with every breath. Love is the answer in our lives. Love surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace your world, releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage. Make love the answer.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the healing meditation that will help raise your frequency vibration. Raising your vibration into the fifth dimension is to live an amazing life. In order to do that, you need to break through the conditional response of fear that we have all been brought up with and that has been with the planet since almost the beginning of the planet. We have come to a time when this really counts. Yes, it seems crazy out there, but it's really not. It's just that all the outmoded negative life ups and downs are being broken down and split apart. Do not allow yourself to be sucked into this frightening energy. As a child, we were taught to fuss and whine when we wanted our own way. And we have brought that into our adult life. We haven't realized that as we grow older, we need to leave our childish ways. We can communicate instead of taking a negative action to gain a response or to get our own way. We use the childish feelings, childish behavior. At this time, as we enter the fifth dimension, we must change our thinking process and how we think about our life. We are being tested. The history of life on Earth is that people prey on the weak people to get what they want. When a friend or a boss yells at you and reprimand you, it's not anything to do with you. They are angry at something that they're angry at, which has nothing to do with you. You're simply a scapegoat where they can drop their negative feelings and anger. Something else is going on around them, and the anger becomes a great expression to vent on you. What's going on in this country has nothing to do with the real issues, because real issues never require anger or violence.
The riots and anger is an age-old excuse, the old way of handling things, so that you can behave badly. When a window gets broken and a small store is looted, the people that you are supposedly defending may be put out of business. Looting and breaking windows has nothing to do with peace, protesting, or justice. That's an excuse. It's a behavior that we have used for centuries and eons, and it has to stop. Who does the bully pick on? The biggest guy? No. They pick on the weakest. But the bully has issues, and they want to prove how good they are. And these issues have nothing to do with who they pick on. It is very important in the next 4 years that we stay centered, at peace, and change our focus. We change our focus from fear and what's going to happen to me to I am a powerful individual, I am a light worker, and I work in love, peace, and harmony. Right now, people use frustration for their own personal agendas. And this has to stop, this has to change. The world is changing. Here's what we can do about it. Here's where we can grow. We'll stop acting like babies because we are now holding the power that we did not know about years ago. We would actually go into a challenging situation and do the same things that are being done now. Negative times negative equals negative. Nothing gets accomplished, and terrible destruction is left behind. You hold the power of the oneness, and you act on that power of the oneness. And this is done with total peace, no judgment, and not being sucked into the confusion and anger and hostility of those around you. A riot is a riot, and nothing has changed. Oh, but wait. What about you? What has changed? What can change? You have the power to change. And what you have the power to change is your reaction. Of course there's bad behavior. It's always hanging around for a reaction. And when you give it the reaction, the baby gets fed. That is what we do to manipulate and control. The Lord said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." It's here. It's now. Our spiritual tests begin now. And there's much more to come. 3 eclipses in 30 days and 4 years of destruction before reconstruction. We as light workers must create the peace that can and will change the outcome. It will change everything. So join me as we embrace spiritual frontiers with a new way of loving and a new way of remaining in love, peace, and harmony. On the basis that I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. You are a child of light. You are experiencing different vibrations and frequencies on this earth plane. And your mission now is to raise everything up to a higher frequency where you don't need physical power. You don't need weapons because you hold the power. You hold the power within yourself. Focus on living on a peaceful planet, a planet that chooses to live in love, peace, and harmony. This is your new mission. All of this is a test. I have told you this would be happening, and it will continue to do so. But we can hold out for 4 years. All are being tested. Other forms of the lower frequencies will evolve. Much more will be happening in all areas of our life. It will hit. It will create separation. It will create illness. It will affect finances. But the most important thing, I promise you that this will become the biggest challenge of your life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Expect many changes and expect a new energy that's coming into your life. You are reloading your energy. This energy is benign, it's of a higher frequency, and it will bring you balance, love, peace, and harmony. Take another deep breath, closing your eyes, looking at the light on your third eye. Let the light expand. Let it expand throughout your mind, that beautiful amber gold. And know who you are, that you are a child of God, that you are an energetic being in the universe, and that you hold a power beyond human imagination. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Have a peaceful night. And let this energy envelop you throughout the upcoming turbulent days.